It's Sunday, April 5th, 2026. We are now 35 days into the U.S.-Iran-Israel war.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, it wasn't hard to predict 35 days ago. This is a quagmire. It's designed by the globalists to derail Trump's agenda.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're having a wonderful Easter. I just want to say this up front before tonight's special transmission with some huge guests. I'll tell you about it in a moment. I am very thankful for my family. I'm very thankful, obviously, for God, the gift of consciousness, number one. Very thankful for the InfoWars crew and all they've been through, particularly in the last few years, and the viewers and listeners that provide us with the word of mouth, the prayer, and the financial support to be on air. And the left saying, I've turned my back on Trump. I admit Trump was always bad. Never said that. We've had 9 good years of Trump doing a lot of amazing things, and he's gone off the rails in a few ways, but we're opposing that, promoting the good he's done. And it's 9 days compared to the Democrats. And unlike the Democrats, when our leaders are bad and do bad things, we speak out against it. And we stand up for moral imperatives. And our Lord and Savior over 2,000 years ago was crucified and then 3 days later rose from the dead. And the enemies of God absolutely hate Christ. And I believe America, like a phoenix, can rise from the ashes. But regardless, it is us personally that have to be born again and have God's Spirit in us to have us be reborn. That is what baptism is about. It's what the Holy Spirit's about. It's what it's all about. And I have to just tell you on this Easter 2026 that we have to be very thankful to God and have a Thanksgiving, because people didn't know about the private Federal Reserve or the globalists or their operations even 10 years ago. Maybe 1% now. This is the hottest topic. People are really getting it. Populists are being elected all over the world. Globalists are in trouble everywhere. And yeah, they can compromise our president. They can get him to go sideways, whatever. But we don't put all our eggs in one basket. We don't bet everything on Trump. Trump is a manifestation of a larger awakening. So we're going to be very critical of things that Trump does that are bad. But at the same time, we need to continue to focus, and I tell myself this because the betrayal makes me so upset, on what the left and the globalists are doing and stay focused on opposing that in the culture war, in the spirit war, in the economic war. And so I just wanted to say up front here tonight on the Sunday broadcast that I'm very thankful for all of you. I salute you. I appreciate you. It's the opposite of taking you for granted. I exist because of your support. We have a will to fight tyranny here, but we can do none of it without you. From myself and the crew, to the entire InfoWars family, viewers and listeners of activists out there who are men and women in the arena, I truly want to thank you and salute you and appreciate you for all that you've done on this Easter 2026. And just want to encourage you to realize how important you are, that you are the salt of the earth in this fight, and that without you and what you've done, humanity wouldn't have a chance, because God works through you. Our only hope is God. But God works through temporal agents, through men and women, old, young, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, all of us that bleed red blood, that were made by the same great creator, who have this incredible kinship being made by the creator and sharing this consciousness and this great experience as individuals, but collectively living in the same world, the same society, seeing the same sunsets together, going through the same experiences together. This is an amazing communion to be with you in 2026 on this Easter. So again, I just want to thank you so much for everything you've done. And I want to thank the crew for everything they've done. And they know who they are. Thank you, crew. I want to encourage you all to share the feed right now from Alex Jones on X, Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And join us for J.P. Sears coming up, Roger Avery on The Great Awakening, and more, the writer of Pulp Fiction, news director, producer. It's all coming up tonight on this Easter transmission. So start your engines, Paul Revere, and share those feeds. We'll be right back on the other side of this 60-second break. Take action now. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade, to take starting meds to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I be cold? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
Favorite talk show host and comedians and fellow Austinite, J.P. Sears, is here. My wife's also been is a huge fan, buys all your merch, wears your stuff constantly, so I'm reminded of you almost every day. AwakenWithJP.com. J.P. Sears is a comedian, author, and YouTuber known for his unapologetic stand for freedom and his satirical take on politics, fitness, and health. His unique approach to comedy encourages his audience to question social norms while embracing personal growth and laughter and authenticity. As a speaker and a creator, he continues to inspire millions to find hope and freedom in everyday absurdities. Now, I know, I've been following you for a decade, that, you know, you've always had kind of like a libertarian, you know, free market, open guy, classical liberal, you know, in many ways, like Thomas Jefferson style, to correct me if I'm wrong. And then despite a lot of heat and stuff, you know, over the years started supporting, you know, Trump, because at a lot of levels he was more of a revolutionary. But going, in my view, about 6 months into this new administration, he began to change course when they kicked Musk out. And now, oh no, we're keeping the glyphosate, lobby protection. No, we're going to war, but it's not a war. So many things he's doing, Ludnick lying about Epstein, and they're defending that and saying Mark Levin is MAGA. Tune into him. This is what I stand for. We need boots on the ground, Levin says. America's going to be ready to die. And then having his surrogates, we know that's White House run, because I had him threaten me, basically. Hey, you need to watch out or else. Come out and demonize those of us and do all this. Well, that's not intimidating us. And so I held back really going after Trump. I've been critical of him until the last month or so, but he's changed course so badly now. Before, he was somewhat off course. Now he's radically off course, and I'm really, really concerned, and I wanted to get your take, because you're a smart guy, on what you think's happened, what we should do. Obviously, we want to support the Democrats with all their censorship and transgender with the kids, and they want total war with Russia. So I'm really in a quandary here, and it's really a paradox for me. I mean, here's just an example. While you were coming in during the break, I just ran down to get a glass of ice water, and we have Fox News on in the break room, and there's Fox News saying what we already know, unprecedented missile strikes, probably the biggest ever. Every time I'm watching, though they censor everybody else and arrest them in Israel and the UAE and everywhere else, when they show the missiles hitting, they arrested over 1,000 people in the UAE. Israel's arrested over 500, I was reading, for showing it, but they let Fox show it, and you'll see, oh, those got shot. Oh, that one came in. Boom, mushroom cloud. And they were just reporting, yeah, unprecedented attacks, a bunch of missiles are getting through. We'll play the clip in a moment. This is literally 5 minutes ago, right before he came on. We got it paused in there. And then I see Trump and Hegseth, oh, they're destroyed. They don't have any military. Nothing's happening. But by the way, you'll be totally obliterated, and we'll never stop until unconditional surrender, give us Strait of Hormuz. Now, Trump, I'm leaving the Strait to you, and it's up to everybody else. It's your fault. You go get it. When, meanwhile, it's destroying the world economy. I mean, this is just changing stories every 5 minutes, lying constantly, or maybe his mind's gone, no responsibility. I mean, what the, am I wrong, J.P. Sears?
No, I don't think so. And I think it's obvious for those of us who supported Trump and his candidacy, something has changed and it's not us. And I think what we're seeing now is some people are loyal to Trump at all costs. Some people are loyal to truth at all costs. And I think we have to keep our eye on, we have to be loyal to truth. That's above any single human being. Yes, Trump has been a powerful person. What he represents, what he's driving for, there's just been a change. Now, we can fall for the Orwellian stuff where they essentially tell us, don't trust your senses. Don't trust what your eyes and ears are seeing, telling you what you're hearing. But if you're aligned with truth as a principle rather than being loyal to a person, you have to say, like, there's some weird stuff going on. And I think we have to call balls and strikes as we see him. When Trump does good stuff, awesome. We're gonna say that. He's done a lot of good stuff.
And we're happy to. We want to. Well, we want him to be good.
Yes, we definitely do. And when he's doing stuff, Epstein file cover-ups, fighting a war, very seemingly on behalf of Israel, we have to look at that and call it as we see it. And really, it sucks. But what sucks even more than that is glazing our eyes over and doing this 1984 thing. Like, what we see happening, that's not happening. But man, something big changed.
Well, you are J.P. Sears because you quantified it in 30 seconds when I tried to do it in 5 babbling minutes, literally. We didn't change. Trump changed. We didn't betray him. He betrayed us. It's getting worse. The only hope we have, because we need him in the last 2.5 years he has to continue some of the good reforms he was doing, we're trying to save this, is I think which what you're saying. And the last straw for me, and I've already been increasingly critical, but the last straw was Joe Kent, 11-time combat vet, wife getting blown up over there, wasn't ever even anti-Israel, was pro-Israel. And then they call him a traitor, a coward, a scumbag, when he's just reporting what the Pentagon's own report to Trump 5 days before was, 90% chance they don't fall, they block the Strait of Hormuz, don't do it. You had Eric Prince saying don't do it. And then they single Ken out as he's the lone kook, he's the traitor, he's the leader of a white supremacist coup, was the talking point by Alan Dershowitz and the rest of the neocons. That is outrageous, to have a bunch of chicken hawks calling a real badass war hero a coward, a piece of filth. When I saw that with the Kent thing, I said, that's it. The gloves are off.
But you are a smart, principled person if you believe exactly what Lindsey Graham believes. I agree. Joe Kent was, I think the camel's back was broke before him. But Joe Kent, what he's come out and said, I mean, having the chart.
That was the icing on the cake.
Icing on the cake for sure. So.
Well, exactly. You just quantified it. In fact, I meant to say this. Pull up Lindsey Graham following little kids, little girls around, looking at their asses, just like, Biden. And he has a fairy bubble wand, reportedly spent 2.5 days during a government shutdown at Disney World by himself, wandering around looking like a psychotic. I mean, you have a warmongering guy, basically Trump's brain on war, who is following kids around with a Disney wand. Who has no wife, no kids. People are like, well, he must be with his grandkids. He doesn't have grandkids. It's well known that he's blackmailed. Okay, folks. It's one thing if he's gay, that's fine. No, dude, nobody at 70 follows little girls around for 3 days with a princess wand.
Yeah, this isn't Lindsey Graham being at Disney World when he's 9. I mean, he's present day, 70 years old. By the way, how homophobic is that guy? To repress his own alleged homosexuality, so I think maybe he needs to be called out for being.
Well, I think it's a little bit more than homosexuality. I mean, have you seen the looks on his faces while he's wandering around looking at kids?
And for this guy to be so out of touch, telling his constituents in South Carolina, we're going to send your sons and daughters to go fight in this Iran war. And then you watch a clip of him getting booed off the stage for 6 minutes straight. I mean, there is a very huge gap between what he represents and, you know, he's now representing the mainstream conservative narrative and what we the people see. It's just a Grand Canyon size gap.
And let's be clear. The polls are out. 80% of Americans across the board don't want boots on the ground. All the members of Congress were saying don't do it. And now the mainstream is boots on the ground. It's not the mainstream. It's a bunch of crazy neocons that want this, and so it's literally Trump betraying us, and then they expect us to line up and do what Mark Levin says and Lady Graham.
Yeah. all on behalf of Israel, the Zionists, their proxies of our elected representatives. It's really serious when you think about it. There's legitimate treasonous stuff going on. There's foreign infiltration in our government. Like I'm telling you, new, but it's very appalling. It should be very unnerving.
Yeah, we should all be really freaked out. Like Joe Kent, he said, it was a pleasure to serve the administration. I don't want to do this, but I have to draw attention, change course now. And instead they said he's the leader of a neo-Nazi movement when the guy's like basically a libertarian. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, their reaction to Joe Kent almost affirms Joe Kent's telling the truth. There's the predictable sort of, we're going to smear his character.
Bongino called him a horrible, degenerate coward. Bongino, okay, you're a New York cop, Secret Service. You're nothing compared to this guy. I know people in Delta Force, they say this guy was like a soldier. Yeah. Like super tier one, super brave, whole nine yards, 6 Bronze Stars. His wife got killed over there too. Called him a coward.
Yeah.
That is like, that'd be like if I said Mike Tyson's a pussy and I don't even know how to box. I mean, it's insulting.
And the character assassination that they're trying to do on Joe Kent, I don't think it's working, but it's part of the predictable patterns of a PSYOP. You've got a censorship complex and part of that is done through character assassination. You try to shut down speech. You've got a consistent narrative. All PSYOPs do. And we've got the consistent, you know, Israel's our greatest ally. We're doing it, cause we need to. God wants us to, but we're not doing it just for Israel. It's just absolutely nuts. And then you've got, of course, a tribalism component where Trump is telling people you're not MAGA. Lindsey Graham is MAGA, but if you're not with Lindsey, you're not MAGA.
The never Trumper.
It's literally them saying, we're doing a PSYOP. Here's all the components of it. We think you're too dumb to see the obvious 3 predictable components of a PSYOP. Our consistent narrative that doesn't match reality. We've got censorship and then tribalism.
Well, I know what's going on from all the sources there. It wasn't Kent I got it from. Two others in the cabinet meeting when I first broke that. Cash Patel comes in 6 days after, I guess, September 16th last year. And he's yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, others, the vice presidents there. Trump comes in for part of it. And he says, you're not supposed to be involved in intelligence when it was set up for that. And I don't want you involved, and got the White House to agree to shut them out of looking at foreign involvement. And then now that's all been confirmed. It's just incredible. And now we know that Trump's got globalists and they're advising him that want to destroy the MAGA movement. They're saying they're protecting him, but they want to destroy and splinter the movement. So when they turn the propaganda organs, not just the neocons, but Fox News loose on Trump's real loyal supporters trying to get him to correct course, that's designed to make it self-destruct, and Trump is not sophisticated enough to understand it.
You know, and I don't want to get us too off course, Alex, but I'm
go wherever you want. We got 2 hours.
Curious for your opinion. What would you speculate happened to Trump? Do you think it's a matter of the people in his ears are feeding him bad information and he's, you know, earnest about it, but just believing bad information? Or do you think, you know, blackmail? Or do you think he's been part of a kind of secret society this whole time because something changed?
Well, you could say he's a lame duck now. He doesn't have to run for office, so now he's sold out to the establishment. But definitely they didn't like him before. Definitely they were scared. He definitely was operating on his own before. He's pretty much always been a lone wolf. He doesn't want to go get compromised in an Epstein-type thing. He didn't go get pissed off by Russian hookers. Trump's all about being in charge himself. I think it's a combination of 79, not sleeping, being a workaholic, being burnout, and then being bubble wrapped. I learned very early on that it's whoever can talk to him and whoever he likes. So he liked me and listened to me, and it became a big news article. It's like the main job of the new White House chief of staff, keeping Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it was just because I would tell him, hey, you know, Fiona Hill is an operative in your office. You know, she is on the Soros board. He fires her. Just like you see a reporter now, because they let the press in. That's powerful. Say, hey, you know, this is going on. He checks it and says, I'm going to take action, and does. So it's that immediacy. So Charlie Kirk was absolutely Trump's favorite. He was anti-Iran war. That's confirmed by text messages and public statements, despite what Bongino says. And Kit confirms that, you know, he saw him there in the Oval Office. He says, please stop Trump, you know, back in June. Let's not go to full war. Kirk called me and said, keep it up. Let's stop this war. It'll derail everything. And So that's a whole nother piece of evidence that now Israel is the main suspect in killing him, because of the motive, the background, all of it, and because we now know that, and because we now have the head of the ADL and all these other Israeli operatives saying, we use the pagers to kill people that disagree with us. We need to do that in America. Have you seen that clip?
No.
He says we need to use the same tactics that we use on Hamas against Americans that disagree with us, including exploding pagers. People say, well, he means that as an analogy. No, he says it.
That's not a very good analogy.
Guys, pull it up. Greenblatt says use the same tactics we use on Hamas against Americans. So you had all that with Levin saying 3 months ago to Tucker, you think with your little podcast you got power? We'll take you out. I mean, they're, you know, very veiled, thinly veiled. So now people said day one Israel did it. I said, we don't know that, but we learned there was a cover up. Now they admit that the 30-odd-6 did not shoot him. The ATF, not his lawyers. The ATF did their job and said it was not a 30-odd-6 round. They haven't said what it is yet. But obviously a 30-odd-6 goes through your neck at 150 yards. So what do you make of that? I mean, the point is, this is all unraveling in real time.
Yeah, it really is. And I really appreciated Brett Weinstein maybe a couple weeks ago on Tucker's show coming out and just very level-headedly talking about, like, there's good reason to investigate Israel in this. And man, it's just fascinating how much control that country has over America. You just look at the AIPAC charts, all the funding of the politicians, how much they've funded Trump, which is immense. And
then they brag on Israeli TV they control us.
Yeah.
But then when we talk about it, we're traitors.
And anti-Semites.
Greenblatt in another clip says, anybody that says Israel got this war started needs to be deplatformed and maybe arrested.
Yeah. There's our silencing mechanism, ladies and gentlemen. That's not just censorship. That's taking away your freedom for not supporting the right thing.
You can't make it up. Again, strong claims need strong proof. Here is Greenblatt, like a month ago, saying in Israel's eight-front war, we need the same ingenuity that we use with exploding pagers. And you can say it's thinly veiled. It's not thinly veiled when you had everything else that's happening. Here it is.
We've got to start doing things differently. And the same goes here in Israel. This means that the problem won't be solved by yet another new Knesset task force. It won't be solved by the government just throwing money at the problem. It won't be solved by the IDF spokesperson's unit issuing updated talking points or suddenly using TikTok. Like us in America, you need to adopt new strategies, to experiment with creative tactics, to study the results and scale what works. Maybe it's a whole new IDF unit, call it 8300, to lead this fight. But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle. We need the kind of courage that executed Operation Deep Layer inside Syria and destroyed Iranian missile manufacturing capabilities to undertake this mission. This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the State of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
J.P. Sears, you can say it's thinly veiled as a threat, but you cannot deny, tell me if I'm wrong, he's talking about a coup against America, a military operation with Israeli intelligence in America, cut and dry right there.
Yeah, and then you also have them kind of tipping their hat of people who see that, call that out. They want to just throw them in prison. Alex, can you send that clip to the FBI? I think they should.
By the way, the crew found that one quickly. I didn't tell them beforehand. I should have. What's the clip? I'm thinking the exact same. I thought of the headline of that, so I did it. He also came out like last week, I think like on NBC News, and he said, anyone claiming Israel got this war started is terrible, and they've got to be dealt with as basically terrorists. And there was another, I mean, it's
complete tyranny at this point.
Israel struck, I confirm this, Trump had backed off because he'd gotten a bunch of generals, including the chairman, told him, don't do it, it's not going to work. He'd backed off one day before they were going to do it. And so Israel struck the day before to drag us in. And then when Rubio told the truth, Trump made him come out and say he was wrong. But then when Trump said, don't bomb their electrical stuff 2 weeks ago, Israel said, screw you, we're not stopping. So it's openly Israel running us. I mean, it's a fact, folks.
And I think Joe Kent's pointed out so well.
Well, this is another one you found. No, make your Joe Kent point. We'll go to this in a minute.
Yeah, I think Joe Kent pointing out we can't get out of this war unless we restrain Israel. Do we have the does Trump administration have the capability or the willingness to do that is a very fair question. But yeah, I don't think we get out of the war unless Israel is restrained, or else we try to step out and they keep dragging us back in.
Remember the Jungle Book where the snake, I think it's Ka, is hypnotizing Mowgli to eat him and the eyes are spinning? Guys, pull up Ka the Snake, Jungle Book hypnotizes Mowgli. It's like Mark Levin has done it, because Trump on Truth Social all the time says, do what Mark Levin says. He's the one. He knows. Soon and tonight, this is what we must do. And it's like, we must have ground troops. We must be ready to die. It may take years. We've got to do it. And it's like, he's like hypnotizing us.
Yeah, it's not working on all of us. It's definitely working on some people. You know, a term so many people became familiar with during COVID is mass formation psychosis. We have that, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly have mass formation psychosis going in our country, to support Israel at the expense of.
And this is actual footage right here of Trump meeting at the Oval Office last week with Mark Levin.
Yep. That's confirmed. Alex, I was on hand at the White House to take this with myself. That's done with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Pretty good resolution.
Old Mark Levin. He's very agile too.
Boy, he's a scholar of our time. I love his Twitter. You just watching him call people Nazis and anti-Semites. Very nuanced conversation.
I was actually blessed this morning to wake up and he attacked me quite a few times yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. By the way, if you ever wake up and Mark Levin's like retweeting you and like, hey, Alex,
it's time to commit suicide.
You need to worry about something. Yeah. What'd you do wrong?
It's time to jump out of an airplane without a parachute.
Probably. Yeah.
Here's my deal. I don't have some existential hate of Jews or Israel or any of this. A lot of Jews don't like this. I hate that. You know, I've been the guy that try not to go here. But now the nightmare's here. I mean, Israel's literally running our country right now. A weird, crazy faction in Israel that's been convicted of crimes.
Yeah, very much so. Also, I saw just recently, I'm not sure how long it's been out, and you see everything. You probably saw the IDF soldier testifying to, he was giving a stand down order on October 7th.
Yes.
It's like that's the government we're dealing with. And to suggest that the government of a major country in the world is corrupt, that is not far-fetched. That's going to be accurate most of the time, if not 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Including our own. And for this to be written off as, well, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm actually anti-evil. And I'm anti-falling for lies, hypocrisy, and deception.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, let's go to break and come back with J.P. Sears and play this clip. But again, Flynn, General Flynn talks to all these generals. He knows them well. They're all pissed off and say Netanyahu ordered to stand down. And then Netanyahu says, yeah, we'll investigate after the war's over. It's never going to end. Greater Israel goes on forever.
Yeah.
And now notice Israel's been saying, his deputies have been saying, after Iran, Turkey, because they're bad. Turkey's even more powerful than Iran.
Yeah. It might as well get Australia too, but yeah, line them up. We got the
Turkey has the biggest army in Europe.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Other than the Russians, you count Russians as European. No, it's the biggest standing army.
No kidding.
Yeah, the biggest, the most conventional helicopters, jets, tanks, troops.
So Netanyahu.
Dude, it's the Ottoman Empire, man. They're not playing around.
He's saying we got to get them next.
Yeah, the former prime minister and then Netanyahu's deputy are saying, clearly, the war doesn't end with Iran. Now it's Turkey.
It's almost like the guy wants war.
Almost like the one of Greater Israel.
Almost. Almost.
But notice Israel says they won't help us in a ground war in Iran.
Yeah. Beautiful ally.
We'll be right back.
I've been an OFO for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue, blue, blue. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about
it. Stuff works.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later. Later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through false space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
is here. We're simpatico on all this, and the dam is broken. Everybody's done. I've got all these friends, all these family that are hardcore conservatives, patriots. They are horrified by what's happening with Trump. They're very sad about it. Hopefully there's some way for Trump to extricate himself, but I see him, you know, when they asked 2 days ago, what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? He goes, ah, she's okay. When you do that, she's gone, I predict. I mean, this is a purge. He's decided to go with the neocons. They were all against him before, but now that they kiss his ass and tell him he's great, I've confirmed he wants to hear nothing negative. He wants nothing but yes men. And so we're in big trouble. And we have to admit that Trump's like a melting down nuclear reactor, okay? And that's where it is. I mean, in fact, I didn't play this clip earlier. Do you guys still have Fox paused? Because I know you didn't grab the clip. I know sometimes when it's paused, it jumps ahead. Do you still have that ready from the start of the hour? Okay, listen to this, JP. Here's Fox, again, reporting that the biggest bombardment yet, a bunch of the missiles are getting through, and I can play the clips. I played them yesterday, and I have new ones today. They're gone. They have no military. They can't. They don't have a BB gun. You know, Trump's like, what are you going to do with the Strait? You got a BB gun to close it? Then another video, he says, oh, they can close it with shoulder-fired missiles, so we're out. So he says the truth one moment, and in the same press conference, but they can close it whenever they want. Oh, they don't even have a BB gun. They can't close it, but they can close it, so we're out. And I'm just like, dude, in the same statement?
Yeah, and within the premise of the reason we're going to war with them is because they have nuclear capabilities or they're close. So, like, that's also more than a BB gun as well. Just not to forget that, as long as
we're exactly. They may have secret nukes, but they don't even have a BB gun.
Right.
So Trump didn't, what do you think? You asked me what you think's going on. I think it's cognitive exhaustion. His ankles are swollen. That means heart failure. What do you think's happening?
And do you know who Chase Hughes is?
Yeah.
I have so much respect for that guy's work. If you haven't watched Chase Hughes, check him out. You find him on YouTube, but he is a mind expert. He used to be with the military, tell you all about psyops, and he will tell you anybody can be brainwashed. So you mentioned the bubble around Trump with the neocons. Being a little bit charitable here, I think he's brainwashed by the people around him and folks like yourself, Alex, who might have an alternative theory, or folks like Joe Kent. They're cut out of the equation. So I like to think at heart Trump is a good guy. I mean, you look at what he's been through, and no ordinary human with a small closed heart the guy has shown so much heart. So I think he's just been, I'd like to think he's just been co-opted by evil forces who have, excuse me, brainwashed him, and therefore his actions follow the stuff they've programmed his brain with.
Well, there's a reason I don't like to do nighttime shows. They're the most entertaining, but even when I'm not drinking, and I'm going to go 6 months now without drinking, probably, conquered that. But routinely, if I'm doing a late night show and I've been up since 5 a.m., I tune into the show later and I go, I don't agree with what I just said, and I don't agree with that. And even though I'm being sarcastic, it comes off wrong. And I'm like, at 52, I still have this energy. I'll still go, 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 but the end product is not as good as me at noon. And you can just see it. And I confirm he sleeps like 2 hours a night at 79. So I think he's basically in a haze. Like I went on Tim Pool and I got up at 3 a.m., couldn't sleep, worked really hard all day. Thought, let me have a couple double vodkas right before I go on. Had to have anything to drink. Normally I could drink 4 shots of vodka and I don't even feel it. I basically went to sleep on Tim's show a month ago. And I watched it later. I said, wait, I had like 4 shots over like 30 minutes, an hour. That would normally not even feel that. But because I was so exhausted, one eye closed. That's what happens. And I just was exhausted and I was just on air, totally unconscious because of exhaustion. And I think that's what you see with Trump.
Yeah, and you mentioned he's 79. I'm almost 45. Past few days, I'm a little under-rested, dealing with some kind of vintage lab-borne virus, probably. A little bit of a cough. So being like a little bit less than my baseline, my brain, it is noticeably underperforming the past couple days. And I'm 45. Trump is 79, and by the way, my workload is 1/1000th of what Trump's is, with far less consequences.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. Look, that's total unconscious exhaustion.
Yeah, so if you have a a mind, a brain that's older, it's gotta be fatigued. It's just easier to get inside that brain.
I was talking to the Hodge twins when they were in Vegas a few years ago during the campaign, and it's 125. Everyone's passing out. He's in a blue suit in the sun. 3 hours won't stop. Like, I couldn't do that when I was 20. So he is incredible, but come on, folks.
Yeah, you know, nobody's Superman. Nobody is just immortal. So I don't know that Trump has the humbleness. I like that he doesn't. I personally think his sort of arrogance and a little bit of narcissism is very entertaining. But the guy is a human. We have to realize that.
Well, you talk about experts. Trump is a high-functioning Asperger's, just like Elon Musk. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And so he can't stop.
Yeah. I'd like to get me some nice autism. I think it'd be good for my work. Asperger's, maybe some autism.
It's definitely a gift if you're high functioning.
Yeah, I'm going to get the next vaccine, hoping to get just inflicted.
Well, that's another thing. He's taken, I think now he said 5 of the COVID shots.
That's right. That's right. We kind of forget that he does COVID vaccines. That's interesting. Maybe he's addicted. We don't know.
Addicted to blood clots. Since I mentioned it, here's the Fox News clip. Just give you an example. Because remember, I can play the clips if you want. You've all heard it. They don't have BB guns. They're done. No. Biggest attacks yet. And now because Israel's out of interceptors and because they've blown up 2 of the main radars that are $500 million apiece, they can't direct it as well with the satellites and the radar. These aren't normal radars that spin every second. This is a directed radar that keeps it in live time with a satellite. Satellite targets at one pinpoint, radar this, the missiles tie into that. That's why suddenly the missiles are going through. We're told they're out of missiles. They're not out of missiles. Here's the clip.
Who's live in Tel Aviv, Israel? Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Ben. Israel in general and Tel Aviv in particular have been under perhaps the most intense bombardment from Iran since the very early days of this war, as the Jewish nation begins the holiday of Passover. Throughout the day today, we have watched again and again as interceptors have been launched to try to take down incoming missiles over the skyline here. In some cases, they were successful in taking down those missiles, but some of the cluster munitions that we've talked about so much that break up into tiny bomblets, impacts that there have been on the ground here, and an 11-year-old girl, we understand, is tonight in critical condition. Meantime, the U.S. and Israel keep up their bombardment of targets in Tehran and across Iran. Military and regime targets the focus once again.
So my As point President is, and Trump I don't watch says, Fox a ton, but we have CNN, Fox on, we monitor, we got TVs all over the studio. I'm watching Fox yesterday 2 or 3 times because I was up here in the morning and late at night. And it's like, we're here. It's live. That one made it in. Boom. And then you never hear about it again. Yeah. So Fox has got some weird deal where they're allowed to show, but everybody else gets arrested.
Yeah.
But what about that?
Yeah. I almost think some of our news stations have some Israeli influence on them as well.
Think so?
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. Almost like, Alex, you're going to need to sit down for this. You already are. I think the news helps control the narrative. And who wants to control the narrative in this seems to be Israel. Now, I know that's a lot to take in. That's probably shocking to you. And you can disprove me. I'm probably wrong. But God, just stating the obvious.
Well, that's my question. They've arrested 500 people, they say, in Israel, over 1,000 in the UAE, a bunch of others, that just, hey, look, this apartment building's on fire. So why is Fox allowed to show it, but I guess they limit it? Because everybody else is not allowed to. Why does Fox have the express license to show that hits are getting through, but nobody else does? That's why it's weird. Like, if you show that as on your cell phone in Israel, you're arrested.
Yeah.
But if Fox shows it, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that makes sense to me is to control the narrative, you got to keep it believable. So, you know, we're going to show you some strikes in Israel. A little something's happening. Look, Fox News, they're a little more trustworthy here. They've got
like the Iranians deserve it. See, because they're hitting Israel.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But then Trump comes out and says nothing's getting through. They're obliterated.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Fox, record level missiles hitting. Okay. Well, what am I supposed to? The biggest one was, They gave us a gift of, you know, 10 ships, blah, blah. Iran announced 3 weeks ago they're going to let Pakistani, Chinese, Indian, all these ships through. They're not giving us that. Oh, they're letting those ships through that bought it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a lie. And then I posted an article about it showing them. They go, you traitor, you Qatari agent. I'm like, no, I'm an agent of truth. I can't sit here and lie to my viewers.
Yeah. The Qatari agent's fun. And, just
have you gotten one of those checks yet? I sure haven't.
No. You know, I've been accused online of getting rich off Jew hate. And I find that funny because I don't hate Jews, nor have I gotten rich from it. But apparently it's a very easy route to get very wealthy is hating Jews, not supporting the government of Israel is the definition of Jew hate.
The convicted criminal Netanyahu. If you don't support him, you're anti-Jew.
Correct. Who's currently on trial for corruption, looks insanely guilty to me. Someone in his government gave a stand down order on October 7th at 5:20 a.m.
By the way, Sid mentioned we have that Israeli soldier being ordered the stand down. Flynn confirmed he talked to the generals and said it happened. Just show some B-roll of that. It's in Hebrew. We're not going to play it, but just show that. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah, so JP, let me ask you this question. Where do you see this going? Because, you know, they say, oh, Tucker's a Nazi. Joe Kent's a Nazi. Everybody's a Nazi that is not for this and all these lies. But then Tucker goes over when he's in Israel and releases it last week, the BB files, where he has every former intelligence chief and a whole bunch of generals saying this is insane and bad for Israel and the world and agreeing. So it's not one monolith over there. Are they all secretly Nazis too and part of a neo-Nazi coup?
Yeah, apparently everybody is. But wait, you know, where I see it going, I couldn't even tell you in a geopolitical realm. I am just not smart enough to have good predictions for that. But what I can say is things have ramped up against us citizens. And I think what COVID taught us is we get really strong when we stay principled to truth, when we don't bend down and say, you know, well, okay, let's go along with it because look, there's infighting in the conservative party. We let's just not call it out because we're going to get the Democrats elected. I think right now we are going through strength training. We thought we went through strength training with COVID and we did. We the people got way stronger and I think we're going through that now. So at a 50,000 foot view from above perspective, I see we the people getting way stronger, way more awake as we go out to the other side of this. And whatever that looks like externally, I haven't got the slightest clue.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. In fact, I was going to start the show this morning. Oh, JP's coming in. What I want to say, the Iran war is the new COVID, which we know came out in documents. They set Trump up. We're not defending him. It's the truth. They already had it ready for years, Operation Lockstep, Bill Gates. They bring it out to kill the recovery. He buys into it, kind of backs out of it. Democrats make it 10 times worse once Biden gets in 2021. And now this war is the new COVID to shut down the recovery.
Yeah.
But you're seeing a larger thing. The gaslighting, the attempt to break us is going to backfire. And I think you're right.
Yeah. You know, what we're learning, I think we should have already learned this, but we need to really learn it again. We can't elect our way out of this. You know,
no one's coming to save you.
Right. Going up to the 2024 election, the biggest thing I said is my fear is that people will have so much faith in Trump that they'll get weak and they'll get lazy believing he's the solution to our problem.
The problem's handled.
Yeah. But, you know, here we're learning. If you thought that was true, you shouldn't have thought that was true. But if you did, you're learning that's just not true. We can't elect our way out of this. I think it's on us, the individual selves in the body of humanity, us as individuals. We have to become stronger people in mind and in body and
talk about that. I mean, it means noncompliance, but also building an alternative, not submitting to tyranny. There's so many ways to do it.
Yeah, you control the narrative through your thinking, using your brain. I mean, you can't not do that. So you have to have a strong mind. You have to be responsible for yourself and your family. That's easy to say. It's harder to do, but we have to work towards that. So we have to control our destinies as individuals. Because remember,
that's right. Each family should be an autonomous, independent fortress that then works with other groups that have similar views as a cellular group connecting to others.
Correct. Like if we're all, you know, if your community, let's say that's the liver, cool, you're all liver cells. What you do as a cell, it, that matters, but also integrated into your community. But trying to elect our way out of this, that's like if you have a disease and you start screaming for external help. No, that's not really going to work that way. Your cells have to get right. We are the cells in the body of humanity. We have to get right, and that starts with ourselves because, again, this is really proving we can't elect our way out of this. You know, whether the Democrats win or, you know, J.D. Vance wins, cool. We
all- the left knows this. You have to think global, act local. It's all about grassroots.
It really is. And hopefully, like, next elections, the guy we want to win, hopefully that happens. That's probably a help, but we can't elect our way out of this.
And at the same time, people can't expect instant gratification because as negative as Trump going sideways is, we got a lot of gains. People are more awake than ever. So we can't just give up because we want an instant gratification. But realize this is the fighting, you know, good versus evil. This is all a personal thing that collectively connects together, but it just continues on. This is the animating struggle of liberty.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the temptation for distraction, it's never been higher. You know, pay attention to what's going on in Iran all over the place. And yeah, like, let's monitor that.
Meanwhile, they're passing internet ID.
Absolutely. And people are paying less attention to their lives, their children. But if you want to be powerful, raise children with really, really good values. Put time in with your children. Contribute to a better society around you.
Teach them they have agency. They have a will. They have a destiny.
Absolutely.
It's like a superhero thing, but it's for real.
And that's where our real power is. But the problem with that is it's not like egoically gratifying. You don't get dopamine hits. Nobody comes along and says, dude, look how powerful that American is. He's spending time with his children, raising great
children. It's not instant, but it's so much better long term.
100%. The things that tend to give us instant gratification are almost always bad for us. And the things that are really good for us long term almost never offer instant gratification. Like, you know, I saw your gym, you go work out. That sucks. It hurts. You're filled with lactic acid. You can barely breathe. But a month down the road, let alone 2 years down the road, you are a stronger human. There's no real instant gratification of working out. But sit back, fill your mouth full of sugar. There's some instant gratification in that. Feels good. But long term, you're just in a deeper metabolic hole. You're a weaker person.
Yeah, the thing I haven't conquered yet is if I just took off 7-8 days and didn't look, I looked at politics like an hour a day, not 18, and I felt so good. So it is good for fighters to also take a break sometimes, because for me, it's just like analyzing stuff constantly. It's just crazy. But that's kind of the extreme end of it. Other people don't analyze anything. Yeah. That's an even worse position.
Two opposite ends of the polarity right there. I think we need.
How do you find balance to like not go too far?
Yeah, to me, the biggest trick of finding balance is to notice when I'm out of balance. When I notice like, holy hell, I'm just checking Twitter. My brain feels soggy. So here's how I do it. When I'm investigating something, I'll ask myself the question, am I using this for my work? Is it going to help me awaken more people? Is it going to awaken me to a better degree where I can be more effective? If so, I'll invest time in this. But if not, if I'm just curious, if I'm just looking for dopamine hits, then I'll hopefully catch myself, and I do a pretty decent job, and say, I don't need to invest my time in that right now. Let me pay attention to what's going on in my three-dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge porn guy, but I've certainly looked at it plenty since I was a kid growing up. You know, Playboy magazines, whatever. But I've learned to almost never even look at anything that pops up, and I'm kind of go, all of a sudden, what am I doing? I'm like, you know, because it's robbing me of all this other stuff I can do. It's not satisfying. It's like eating cotton candy gives you a headache. It tastes good while you're eating it, but an hour later you have a horrible headache.
Yeah. And you know, here's just a little litmus test that helps you tell if you're falling for distractions. Because we see the global events and what's happening in the Trump administration, and it's so stressful. But if you don't realize, hey, I have a ratio of about 90% blessings in my life to 10% like gnarly stuff going on, you're probably missing the boat. If you think, well, the world's coming to an end and everything sucks, look around you. If you're in America, you probably are swimming in at least 90%.
That's my next question. How do we because I can't help but watching Trump go sideways, spending all my time on that. I'm being diverted, too, from other stuff. How do we... I need to cover more positive stuff, I think. And I do it some, but we really should have that debate. Because when we're up here giving advice, folks, remember, we're telling you from a position of trying to be better as well.
Yeah.
We're not like, I mean, you know, I'm being completely honest about stuff. Like, gosh, I've almost quit watching porn. You know, I'm just being completely honest here. Because, again, it's emptiness. We have to go with what is fulfilling long term.
Yeah. And I think human connection, I mean, it sounds just sort of trite and cliche to say, but human connection is one of the things that fulfills us, contributing to the betterment in the lives of our family, our friends, our community. That fulfills us. Knowing what our purpose is and then taking action on that, that fulfills us. But an endless sea of filling your brain 24/7 with what's going on externally, eventually you cross a point where, like, this isn't beneficial anymore.
And you're wandering around as a warmongering ring wraith with a princess wand at Disney World stalking children.
That's 100% what will happen.
You don't want to end up there. I want to come back and talk about that. And I want to open the phones up for Israelis. I said that idea. I want to hear from Israelis. Maybe you agree with the war or disagree. Only calls from Israel or American Israelis living here. We're not going to censor you. We want to hear what you have to say. We'll treat you with respect. I'll give you the toll-free number when we come back. I'll do it right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Or if you can't call toll-free internationally, do 512-646-1776. We'll come back with J.P. Sears and more. But briefly, I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens. Coming up. All right. He just took a full dose of ultramethylene blue at the alexjonesstore.com. We got big sales going right now. The new Faraday bag is selling out. Got to tell you, I'm not BSing. Some of the best designs. I'm jealous of the designs, the best t-shirts. How do people get your t-shirts?
Oh, well, I actually discontinued the t-shirts, just wanting to simplify.
Why the hell would you? I didn't even know that. Why would you do that? My wife loves those.
I know. Your wife was keeping me in business for the longest time. But you can check out my website anyway, awakenwithjp.com.
Incredible supplements, too.
It's got link. I'm proud to have a lot of good sponsors.
People got to support you. We'll talk about it more coming up. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they all care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, oh, they're all, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. Makes it thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV, like, he'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones, tomorrow's news today.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are the fascists. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity. And particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, Get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we got a bunch of Israelis calling in. We want to hear from you. I agree with all the former Israeli intelligence chiefs. This is terrible for the whole world and Israel. Israel used to be very popular, now the most unpopular in Gallup polls. But JP, seriously, you're a smart guy. So I want you to riff here without me interrupting, which I'm really good at because you stir me up because I agree with you totally. Where do you see this going? What happens to MAGA? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? What comes out of this? I think you already said it earlier. It's all about us individually promoting liberty, staying loyal to the truth, and I got to tell you, I didn't think I was holding back, and I didn't feel guilty that I was being too nice to Trump because I was very critical. But I want to do it from a position of a friend of Trump because we had more influence doing that before. Now it doesn't work. Now he's gone the opposite direction, so now I've brought out the stick here. But I do feel really good now, the best I've felt in years, just calling Trump out constantly. Because
I think short-term we're going to have some pain. You know, I think the... You could call it overly simplified, the infighting within the conservative movement, the pro-America America first versus, you know, Israel first crowd. That's causing division, yet there's a purification process where people are either aligning themselves more and more to truth or more and more towards a person. And with that, I would predict the short-term pain is we're going to see Democrats take control. I think that's not necessarily a great direction, but I think what emerges from this is, we put up with less stuff. If we can just relentlessly call out the truth in 4 to 6 years, maybe 8 years, we're going to be stronger because of it. So, you know, I think
right. Long game's key.
Long game is key. And a huge criticism we've had of the Democrats is you look at how mindlessly loyal they were to Biden as the guy's literally dying in front of them, not able to function and just blinders. No, you know, he's not cognitively.
Notice he's not been seen in 6 months. The last time he popped up, he couldn't even talk.
Yeah. So if we did that, if conservatives did that just with our guy, we are just as bad. We need to be better than that.
So I totally agree. I am so proud of populist, common sense, conservatives, whatever you call it, that we've not been like Democrats. We've been moral.
Yep. Not loyal to a party, but loyal to a principle of truth. It takes a lot of strength and courage to do that because you will go through short-term pain, but long-term should be stronger because of it.
I totally agree. My view is check each candidate, local, state, federal, vote for whoever's best. 9 times out of 10, that's a Republican. A lot of people are saying, oh, just don't vote Republican, punish them. No, the neocons want that to happen. They want to regain the party that way. I think people should just check each candidate and vote on each individual. I wouldn't punish other Republican candidates that are good because of Trump.
Yeah, and I think that that's always been good advice. Don't vote, don't be loyal to a party. Be loyal to your own conscience and your own free thinking. What makes sense to you, this candidate, irrespective of the letter behind their name. You know, I'm way more aligned conservatively than I am with the Democrats. But hey, there's some Republicans I would never vote for.
Lindsey Graham.
You're not going to catch me voting for Lindsey Graham. I'll tell you that.
Or Thune, that's been killing the SAVE Act.
I don't know too much about him.
Well, it's just he sits up there and nobody counters him. No, the Republican Senate has been killing basic voter ID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's voter ID. You need an ID to go pick up your movie tickets that you reserved, but you don't need an ID to vote. Yeah, that's a problem, too.
It's just incredible. I want to take some calls from these Israelis, but we've still got about 50 minutes left here. What are some of the other topics you want to get into?
Man, that's a good question. I'll tell you, I'll sound a little bit like a broken record, but the past 6 months, really, since apparently Trump has changed, the Epstein file incongruencies, it's really got me doubled down in my resolve to believe that, you know, we as men and women in America, we need to make ourselves stronger. We need to really focus on our families, raising good children, eating good food, fueling our brain appropriately, taking care of ourselves.
Because that's the area we can control.
That, yeah. You talk to anybody in a challenging situation, whether it's, you know, a guy going through Navy SEAL training or you're just, you know, doing something hard, focus on what you can control. When you're focusing on what you can't control, like Navy SEALs, you know, what they can't control is what the cadre throw at them next. They're going to quit. You're going to quit, but focus on the variables that you can control.
That's what Sean Johnson told me. He said, cause he also was in a Navy SEAL trainer later. He said the people that prepare for it, want to know about the course, and freak out about it, even though they're in better shape, they're the ones that fail. The guys that just walk in, they're the ones that make it.
Yeah, in the serenity prayer, it's all about that. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't control, the courage to control the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, that's a prayer for a reason. It is very powerful. Hard to be perfect with it. I'm far from it. But as a guiding light, I think it's brilliant. Control what we can and surrender to what we can. Not as a complacent rollover sheep, but just realize when something's out of my control, let me focus my life force on controlling what I can in a productive way. So taking personal responsibility, I think is something I know I need to up level in, and I think so many other people do. And the easiest way to up level what you're personally responsible for is control what you can. And just know the difference between that and what you can.
And I'm going to say this now. I've been meaning to make this announcement. I've thought about this for months. Now that Trump looks like he's uninfluenceable, because in the past we're getting back on track, I'll still mention bad stuff he's doing, but that's like a bulldozer without a driver, a runaway train. I am going to focus on the globalists, what they're trying to sneak through, the internet IDs, the controls. I'm going to focus on them because that's where we have an effect stopping them. And trying to get good people elected. I'll still cover some of Trump, but I'm not going to get caught in this thing at a subconscious level. Like he had to fix it all and now he went sideways. So I'm going to obsess on him and have tantrums. I'll still cover it, but I'm forcing myself because this is a betrayal. So it's hard to emotionally not do it to then focus on what the Democrats are doing and other leftists because they're still the main threat. And then our main weapon against them is now faltering and falling apart. If we can't fix it, we just abandon it, but we don't cry over it. We just move on.
Yeah. And one of the things I can control, I'll just mention this, is forgiving myself for being fooled. You know, Trump's no new wars. Trump's we're going to, you know, Epstein justice. We're going to root out the deep state. I believe that. I believed him. And that's nobody's fault but myself. Yeah, I think there's like so many of us feel personally betrayed, but to me, it's empowering.
I get mad at myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was overall did what he said before. So it's still on him.
Right. Right. You know, his call it lies. That's on him. But holding a grudge, that's drinking poison, expecting someone else to die. That doesn't work for us. But realizing, hey, my hand's raised. I got fooled. That part's my fault. I allowed myself to get fooled. The lies he's told, yeah, that's on him.
And Democrats run victory laps on that. We're not like you that stays in a cult.
Yeah. The Democrats, I love them. I love them. By the way, Alex, this has me kind of like feeling like Kristi Noem's husband. There's just something in the air that makes me want to put on fake boobs and send pictures of myself to you.
Exactly. Well,
are you picking up that vibe too? Just admit, you don't have to, you can admit it.
They say the Pentagon in 2003 had developed a spray to spray on the Iraqis to make them all have gay sex. guys, type in Pentagon developed gay bomb, BBC, you name it, I'm not joking. And I've never, I guess the atrazine and stuff hasn't worked on me yet. But getting serious, let's show some of the B-roll before we get these calls. South Dakota's react to Daily Mail article on Byron Noem, the big insurance magnate, and show the video of him wearing giant fake breasts, like the tranny teachers that attack our kids, and posting it to a woman's fetish forum. What did he think was going to happen? And the word was, I heard it was a sexual scandal, was the reason she was pushed out. Now we know it's this. Definitely a lot of kink going on, including with Corey Lewandowski, I guess, with her and him. My issue is it's not kids he's targeting, so whatever, but what is up? I have zero desire to put on giant fake breasts and post photos of myself to some women's fetish site. Again, he's a rich, powerful guy. This is like a subconscious will to destroy yourself. Very bizarre. But again, I have no desire to go to Disney World for 3 days as a 70-year-old man and wander around looking at little kids with a princess wand. What is wrong with these people?
Dude, that's the first question I ask. Like, what the hell is going on in the minds of people in positions of power that causes these degenerate sexual tendencies? I don't know. And quite frankly, I'm grateful I don't have the answer. I'd probably be too screwed up in the mind if I just knew. But at least that I'm going to give Mr. Noem a little prop here. At least he has enough mental capacity to not be proud of it. He kind of tried to hide it, whereas the, you know, liberals would have been proudly posting in front of their classroom wearing the prosthetic. You know, people in the Biden administration were just doing that and stealing suitcases. So at least he knew, I should probably not be proud of this. At least.
Who was the tranny in Canada that would go into the kids' elementary?
Oh, with the giant.
Yeah, the giant boobs. I mean, and look at this. Like, look, what is the, I guess he gets a thrill, because he's a big masculine guy debasing himself like this. Like, what is the thrill here? Because, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, for me, straight up sex is like a ribeye steak. It never gets old.
Yeah.
I don't know the thrill of giant fake boobs and dressing like a woman. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't totally get it either. I would guess, he probably at some level has an addiction to the emotion of shame. I would imagine.
I agree, but he should be a school teacher like this person. He just said he was a school teacher. It's all fine. Sorry, go ahead. Why are the Democrats celebrating him right now?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, he's brave. He's brave. He's being his true self by saying, God made a mistake. I should have boobs. But yeah, I would guess he's addicted to shame. I mean, when people do self-sabotaging behaviors or behaviors that they want to hide, a lot of times the addiction isn't the behavior. It's the emotion that comes up from the behavior, which is shame. Like, I'm wrong for doing this, but I need to do it so I can feel wrong.
It's a thrill.
It's a thrill, and it replicates usually some sort of unresolved childhood trauma, whatever that might be. I don't know if
that's... My brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's like sunset looks amazing. Ribeye's delicious. You know,
You have
Jack Daniels. Mm.
And you have...
My point, it's immediate. It's like there's a reason for this.
Yeah, and you have a man's chest, and for some reason you're okay with that.
Yeah, I can't even imagine this. This is like.
And so I'm curious your thought, because Kristi Noem, she does the PR. Holy cow, I had no idea. Do you think there's any amount of truth?
No, I've heard Kristi Noem, which, you know, I admire her. She's got a zest for life. I've heard she's quite the whirlwind. So I think there's, who knows what's going on? I think this is Bangtown. I think this is.
Oh yeah, I mean DC's got a reputation. Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy town.
Yeah.
And so but the point is Lindsey Graham stuff doesn't come out though. All the other stuff, because she did her job, I think. That's why this came out. I'm not defending her insane husband, the insurance executive running around with giant fake boobs. I mean, it's just totally bizarre.
Yeah, and of course, it's very, in the public eye, very shameful on her and her career. Not that she necessarily has anything to do with it, but yeah.
She just said he's Caitlyn Jenner and celebrating.
Yeah, this is my wife. Yeah. Gosh. But yeah.
Look, she's a good looking woman. Like, what does she think? I mean, I'm sure I guess maybe she likes him more. Why would he send to a woman's forum? Hey, look, I do, like, do women like that?
Yeah, and there has
to be. I never run into women that like men dressed up like women. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I haven't either. And
I have run into women saying slap me around. I refuse to do it. That's very common.
Yeah.
Like choke me, slap me around. I won't do that. You know, but.
And I'm sure he's a smart guy with his insurance industry stuff. So he would have to know, hey, putting this on the forum, of course it's going to come out. So
it was like a form of suicide.
I wonder if it's like a passive aggressive thing, like, Christy, I know how to get you, but I'll pretend like I'm not doing it.
Oh, so she's mad that Corey's doing a pound town.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying it looks that way to me. I don't want to get sued.
Well, it's just your speculation.
It's speculation from an uneducated comedian.
Speaking of speculation, we'll go to the calls from Israelis. I appreciate holding. This has now come out. Steve Baker says, to all those who've criticized and attacked me, that's the Big Blaze reporter, these last 5 months, I forgive you. I do not forgive Dan Bongino, FBI Director Patel, and I demand Patel's dismissal immediately. Lots more to come. It's now breaking. Former Capitol Police Officer Shawnee Kirchhoff failed a November FBI polygraph test when asked if she placed pipe bombs on January 5th, 2021 at court filing states. So there you have it. I'm not saying she's guilty, but the autistic guy they've charged, no evidence. Now we know he was a DoorDash or deliverer, and so the GPS they have was him delivering food. They've confirmed it was food deliveries. But they got an autistic black guy now, and here you go.
Interesting.
Even though Kyle Serafin was staked out the house next to her on the investigation of the pipe bomb after this.
Interesting.
Small world.
It's a very small world.
I'm sure she's completely innocent.
Most people are. You know, and when you look at all the people that have been deposed on Epstein, 100% of them are innocent as well, which it's weird because we would expect when we're, you know, the police are interrogating a suspect, you would think the guilty ones would just say, yes, I did it. But unless that happens, I guess everybody is innocent, Alex.
It's incredible. All right. I appreciate Sean, Van, Don, David, and Sam holding. We're taking the calls that came in from Israelis, dual citizens, you name it. And let's go ahead and go to Don in Tennessee. You're on the air with J.P. Sears, Israeli dual citizen. Go ahead, Don in Tennessee.
Yeah, Alex, I'm surprised that you didn't ask all these degenerate questions to Blair White, that transgender man, when he was on, you know, before. But this is Dominatrix of the Matrix at Queen of the Juicy on X. And on
Trump's birthday. I understood nothing you just said, but go ahead. Are you even a dual citizen?
On Trump's birthday, June 14th, during the military parade, the Fox News said that the Israelis would have the most powerful military in the world in the future, and they're never going to have to depend on anybody ever again. Now, this was during Trump's birthday celebration and the military parade. And also, Trump just recently said that he's the most pro-gay president we ever had, because he has even used their national anthem, the YMCA song, as his,
Okay, so I'm asking you your view of the war. And here it is. Trump brags about LGBTQ, PS, QX, 900, 43X, 21, support use of gay national anthem during Fox News interview. But so what does that have to do with Israel's war?
What it has to do with it is that they announced on Fox during the military parade on Trump's birthday for everyone to see that Israel is never going to have to depend on anybody ever again for anything.
All right, thanks. So you say you're a dual citizen. Is that really true?
I look just like that.
I'm going to let you go. This crazy person. See, I'm trying to get serious calls here, lady, okay? Let's go to David in New York. This is Israeli dual citizenship. Go ahead, David.
How's it going, Alex? So my take is I think the kind of
did a little pump fake with the AI stuff, and I think that benefited information war long term.
You think BB put out fake videos that were clearly AI to then troll everybody thinking he was dead?
Exactly, and I think more stuff like that can happen in the future. But to be honest, from my perspective as a dual citizen, I think it's going to benefit. All of this is going to benefit Israel. I think at the end of the day, the U.S. as a hegemon is over, and Israel is going to fully take over at the end of the day. And I mean, I'm going to move there. I usually split my time back and forth. I have a lot of family over there. But you just have to go where the power lies. And at the end of the day, I think Trump made his choice. I mean, you see the Greater Israel project in process. You see what they're going to do with Gaza. I mean, it's horrible that everyone died, but it's going to.
You're saying, seeing what they're going to do. I think you're saying you're a Zionist, but you're not.
I mean, I am, but I'm not. I'm more of a practical thinker, and I'm just, I see the horrible things that are happening all over the world. But it's just, you have to go where the power lies. And I think, Alex, you have a decision to make whether or not you align that way or not. I mean, Trump has made his decision. He made his decision.
There's another fake caller. I love on any other subject, we get real callers on them. But if I say Israel folks call in, sometimes they call in other people call in and representing them. It's being sarcastic.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I don't sociopathically look at something and say who's going to win and I join with the power. I would have already joined the global fit at that. I'm doing what's right. And by the way, we're going to win. Humanity's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, like, if that was the game, like, just go with whoever has the power. Like, think of 1939 Germany. Like, I don't like what the Nazis are doing, but screw it. Let's be a Nazi. So, yeah, I think a more principled stance makes sense.
Yeah, let's see if we get any other real calls. Sam in Israel, you're on the air. Hopefully this is actually somebody real. Go ahead, Sam.
Yes, Alex, how are you?
Go ahead. I'm good. Fine.
I'm a longtime listener, a real Israeli-American. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I've been a contributor to your show from way back. Maybe you remember me. You know me. I served in both the IDF and the U.S. Army, so I'm genuine. I'm not trying to BS anyone here. I'm actually calling from Haifa.
So give us your view on this.
Well, you know what? I support Trump. I'm very happy with the job he did. I know you guys aren't happy. It's not popular for you. You're stressed out. If he wants it to end, you know what? I'm in support of it ending. And I don't want it to be a forever war because I served in the U.S. Army and I really was ticked off with both the Iraqi war and the Afghanistan, mess. And, so I understand why you guys are all, down on Trump because of the promises he made. And it seems like he broke promises to you guys. But I am in full support of what he did in overthrowing the
Iranians. Well, what happens if he says it's over tomorrow and then the Iranians still keep the strait closed? You know what that does to the economy?
Well, Trump is very wily. You know, he's unpredictable, and he even says it. I intend to be unpredictable. And we'll see. He's gotten the Europeans to get involved to open up the straits. Behind the scenes, I'm sure the Europeans are talking to the Iranians to try to get things resolved. And that was his intention, to get them involved. And so I don't think the Straits of Hormuz are going to stay closed much longer. But ground troops shouldn't be used. I'm not in support of having mass casualties. Dead American troops are totally going to ruin this for Trump, and I don't think.
For me, that was the real line, not just Joe Kent. The troops on the ground and the talking point, that's insane.
No, it's a bluff. I mean, it's a card he's playing. It's a joker. He won't use them, and he knows it's going to backfire on him if he's going to get a lot of dead American troops. On the news, and it's, the same thing goes for what we're experiencing here. You know, I'm constantly under
missile. We'll get a comment from you on the JPC.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller. Navy blue with red InfoWars on it and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3 now available. And methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
More calls from real Israelis versus clowns calling in to attack Jews posing as them. Not very fair thing to do. again, I don't say this because I get less heat. I say it because I have integrity and I do not hate Jews or any other group of people. I hate powerful political groups manipulating and controlling us, whether it's the Chinese, the EU trying to censor us, or Israel and Netanyahu. And look at this. Trump threatened to stop weapons for Ukraine unless Europe joined Hormuz coalition. So again, at one level, I love Trump throwing our weight around and not being run by the globalists. But at another level, when he goes with bad policy, then I'm like, oh, I wanted him to take back U.S. control. But then if he does bad stuff with it, it's like, careful what you wish for, J.P. Sears.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, I've never been a big supporter of just endlessly supplying Ukraine with weapons and money. So for him to withdraw that, it's kind of like, okay, we're on board. But what he's doing that for is leverage in the Iran war. It's just weird. It's weird. It makes me feel transgender.
Well, bottom line, you can't fight two front wars.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And again, we got accused of being Russian agents for being against that war.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't hate Ukrainians because I don't want to be part of this war that NATO stirred up.
Yeah, you know, being pro-war, I mean, that's a big thing to ask somebody to be every time there's potential for war. So I think that at heart of a good, healthy human psychology is someone who wants peace. And it would take very drastic measures to make war make sense. And that's not never, that happens, but it's not every time a warmonger, military industrial politician says, we need to fund this, we need to invade that. It's like,
Well, the temptation is we're still the global superpower. But you lose that status by overplaying your hand. And all the experts agree, and I don't just trust them, I do my own research, I agree. How do empires die? They go start a war that's not popular, and Europe's trying to bring back the draft. They've raised the age of, you know, when you can join the military for conscription later. The Pentagon's been promoting a draft. That would cause a revolution.
Very much.
So again, you can't do this ground war because it's not going to work. like, don't put square pegs in round holes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is insane.
Unless Ben Shapiro wants to enlist, because rumor has it as enlistment age of the U.S. military goes from 32 to now 42. Ben Shapiro and some others being very pro-war, now they can enlist.
Well, that's my beef, and I want to ask the Jewish folks calling in this too. I'm going to ask this fellow right now, Sam, finishing up. My beef is this. The ADL is saying we're anti-Semitic if we don't want the war, or that Israel pushed us into it. He's being honest. No, we think it's good. We hope it ends soon. We unlimited. Defang them. You know, I get that perspective. But it's regime change. See, it's the camel's nose of the hemp flap here. You know, it's getting sucked into this black hole. But then to have all the talking points that we're Nazis and Joe Kent's a Nazi and we're cowards and we're scum and we're filth and a lot of people that aren't sophisticated go, well, screw you then. I love Hitler.
Yeah.
Which you read, you know, real history. No, we don't love Hitler. It's not like you're pro-Israel, whatever it does, or you're pro-Hitler. The Israel lobby has teed this up, isn't thinking multiple steps ahead, and that is my major problem with all this. What do you make of that, Sam? I mean, where are the Jewish voices? And there are actually a lot of them. They call them self-hating Jews. You know, some of them are like extremely pro-Islam and actually hate Jews, but the majority of them are actually smart, saying, let's not do this. You look down the path here, like all the former intelligence chiefs saying this could really go wrong quickly, like the Pentagon did, but Trump still did it. Do you think Joe Kent and myself deserve to be called leaders of a neo-Nazi coup for thinking this is a bad idea? I mean, maybe you turn out to be right, Sam. Maybe it deals with Iran. Maybe there is regime change. I hope you're right. But I'm saying, am I a Nazi for what I say on air? Do you agree with that statement?
No, I think it's just the Jews of America being very reactionary. I grew up as an American Jew. I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Israel. I'm in Haifa. I went through the rocket barrages. There's an Iron Dome missile system right out my window. I hear it firing every night and interceptor right outside my window. And so I'm being honest with you. I would never call you a Nazi. I've been kind of riding you, if you're following me. I've been riding you. I've been kind of insulting you. I've been down on you over the past several months or so because we're not aligned exactly on our perspectives, but I would never call you a Nazi, and I would never take that tack or route.
Well, here's my point. And it's almost an insult. But it's not. Yeah. I'm not obsessed with Jews, and I'm sick of Jews being at the center of my life and the Middle East being the center of my life. I it's not like I'm even against you. I'm just sick of it constantly being about you. Do you understand that?
I understand that fully. Look, that's why I left. I live according to my convictions. I was born here. I feel, you know, I have a loyalty to the United States. I grew up there. I still love America, but I feel my loyalty is more to this country. Can you understand that?
No, I respect that. You're being honest about it. Here's my deal. I don't dislike football, but growing up around the Dallas Cowboys, oh, I got sick of it. Like UT, I get sick of it. I like, why is this football culture taking over? Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, why do I have to know? Why am I constantly, and then I've got all these Jew haters that make up all this other stuff. They're horrible. And it's just like, why am I in this?
Yeah. No, you're stuck in the middle. You're stuck because you're the general, right, of the InfoWar, the alternative media and people. And, you know, I've been a fan of yours and I've been a contributor to your show for many, many years from way back, even from YouTube. But listen, maybe you remember me. Maybe you know who I am.
What's your name? What's your full name?
Sam from Israel. That's my.
Yeah, you've called in a lot. I've seen you. Yeah, we have banned out video. Anybody that says there can be on there. Yeah. No, I want to hear everybody. I appreciate your call. You want to comment, J.P. Sears?
Yeah, Sam,
I should check you out, by the way, at awakenwithjp.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, this is J.P. And thanks for calling and sharing your honest perspectives. Could you give us what's
he's
your...
He's gone now. Sorry.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
I apologize.
I'm just speaking to Sam's spirit.
Yes.
At an astral.
What would you have asked him?
Well, I would just be curious.
Well, call back, Sam, because the lines are open for you. Go ahead.
I would be curious his take on Netanyahu's leadership. Good, bad.
Yeah, the October 7th stand down.
Yeah, you know.
Call back in, Sam.
The guy's not, from my perspective, not a clean politician. My understanding is in Israel, according to some polls, only 40% of Israelis trust Netanyahu. So, you know, one thing, Sam's all for the war. Cool, I get that. But I'd be curious, his take on Netanyahu personally as the leader.
And AIPAC involving all our business. I don't like any foreign government. But again, don't you get Jew fatigue?
Yeah.
Like it's just Jew from every side. The Jews, the anti-Jews, like,
You know, some.
And then meanwhile, I'm supposed to, if I'm against Israel, do whatever it wants, I'm pro-Islam. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like, just why is this weird Middle Eastern battle my life? Why is this supposedly my destiny?
Yeah. You know, in a lot of my videos recently where I speak out on the Israeli corruption, sometimes I'll even make a point and literally say, I am not talking about Jewish people. I am not talking about Israeli citizens. I am talking about Netanyahu and the Israeli government. Then you look at the comments. Why are you saying you hate Jews? So the Jew fatigue, I'm literally
and saying, also, I follow your stuff. I watch you almost every day. They also counter you. Oh, you're covered up for the Jews. It is the Jews. You get both.
It's like, oh, I'm not talking about them, but being accused of talking about them, there comes the fatigue. Like, yeah, I'm not focusing on them, but the world's telling me I am.
But because Israel's drug us into a potential New World War, we have to get pissed.
100%. We're trying to live our lives here. We're America first. I want great things for the rest of the world. Don't get me wrong. I do have care, but I don't have like the majority of my care for somewhere on the other side of the world because we have problems right
here. Well, Israel's also running a gamble, which is why all their former intelligence are against it, where Israel gets surrounded and they got nukes, then they go to nuclear war.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
So all the people saying, let's get rid of Israel, you can't even do that, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just crazy. And whatever it is about going after Israel, you see the other side will also tell fabulous lies.
Yeah.
I mean, like the other side's really bad too, so it's a paradox. It's like...
Yeah. Lies all around us. I did a tweet a week or so ago. Communists to the left of me, Zionists to the right of me, here I am stuck in the middle of you, with you. It's just, it's all around us.
I am just completely and totally sick of it. But it's going to get worse where it gets better.
Damn it, I agree with that.
Did you see that creepy clip last week of Netanyahu with Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the Israeli ambassador, where he's literally like, oh, don't kill me. No, you're not going to be killed. You're a good little minion.
No.
But here's the people I'm going to kill.
I didn't see that.
You haven't seen this super creepy clip?
No.
Man, it's like it was meant to make a joke about Netanyahu not dead, which, by the way, I said I believe Netanyahu's alive, oh, you work for Netanyahu, you know, all this. And I thought back then, I said, some of these videos look AI. I think they're trolling us.
Yeah.
Like, we later learned Obama said he was from Kenya in three speeches. He said in his Harvard Review that he was the editor of, I'm from Kenya, I was born there. Then they put out a fake birth certificate in six layers on purpose so everybody could see it was fake to make that a huge debate when he was really from Hawaii and his dad was Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist and pornographer, which is confirmed. So they do this on purpose. We know. Here, you ever see the clip? Here's the clip. We'll go back to calls. Here it is for J.P. Sears.
I wanted you to know the president asked me to come and make sure you were okay.
Yes, Mike. Yes, I'm alive.
I checked that, and I'm happy to see that. But he wanted to make sure because, you know, you guys get along too well.
I know, and we shake hands with five fingers in each hand. You know, but I have to tell you, I'm alive, but I have this card.
Oh.
And, yeah, don't read it. So it's a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Today I erased two names on the punch cards, and you see how many more to go on this batch.
You know what the good news is? My name is not on the punch card.
Your name is on the list of the good guys.
Thank you.
And what the president, the U.S. forces, are doing is incredible. We're very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them and getting rid of these lunatics would like to develop nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to every American city after wiping out Israel. They ain't going to do that. We're wiping them out.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
So that was the most servile thing. That'd be gross. I mean, he could have given him a rim job. It would have been less groveling.
My first thought is I feel like I'm watching gay porn and Mike Huckabee's the guy on his knees.
So you have the same feeling.
That's the feeling that came up in me. Yeah.
So he is the Israeli ambassador to America.
Yeah. Showing absolutely zero power and just disingenuous.
Oh, please don't kill me. Oh, thank God you're not going to kill me, Master. Oh, God.
Fake smiles, laughing at Netanyahu's stuff that's not funny.
Well, he talks about kill list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. We'll laugh at that like that wouldn't happen. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mike Huckabee, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I want to now cover this. The Gemini rocket, they say, is loading up right now to go orbit the moon, Artemis. So they've got the Artemis project. The previous project to the moon was Apollo, and before that, Gemini and all the rest of it. So we got the Artemis rocket going back. They saved the moon. We've been lied to so much. I know there's a secret program, and a lot of technologies are advanced. I want to play a clip from Fox News claiming we're going back to the moon after 50 years. Why is it 50 years later? I want to get your take on it, but here's a clip.
Just about 4 hours away from the open of our launch window. We're really looking forward to making history today.
When you talk about, I mean, with this is pushing limits, pushing tech, you know, always advancing. In what ways is Artemis 2 doing that? What is it doing that hasn't been done before?
Well, first of all, we're sending humans farther into space than we ever have before. So we're testing the spacecraft, we're testing its limits, we're manually piloting it, and we're setting the path forward towards ultimately establishing a moon base. So there's quite a lot that's going on here. They're going to see the dark side of the moon with human eyes for the first time in human history. It's going to be very exciting for us.
Okay, what can you tell us about the planned launch? Is there any specific time we can lean into right now, or are we still monitoring weather?
We're still monitoring weather. We will be right up until the launch window. It's going to be between 6:24 and 8:24. It's about a two-hour window, and we're going to see when that countdown clock starts and the 10-minute drops. So all eyes will be on that, and we're hoping for a successful launch this evening.
So, Bethany, does each members of the crew have a different role to play? So, you know, you've got Reed as the sort of mission commander, but then Victor, Christina, and Jeremy each have specific roles, or are they all sort of doing helping each other out?
They absolutely do all have specific roles.
All right, let's stop here. So they're saying Artemis 2 goes the deepest into space any human's ever gone. But I looked up the trajectory. They claim it's basically the same as the Apollo mission. And Elon Musk, when he said for a Mars mission, he would need 10 times the spacecraft they had previously. So with as much lying as we've seen, J.P. Sears, what the hell do you make of this?
What I see is, like, let's rally the goodwill of the nation, just like we did when, in my opinion, we pretended to land on the moon in the, what was it, 1969, when, you know, there was the, you know, Russia versus U.S. and we're going to stage the moon landing to rally the goodwill of the American people behind the current administration. It just feels like I'm watching that kind of thing. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't really feel convinced. Curious how you feel about it.
No, I don't believe any of it. I mean, I know that satellites are there. I know we can shoot a missile down a chemney. I know I can look at planets in my own telescope, see them orbiting, so I know we're round. People ask why that is. There's a big bang explosion, and if you're welding, you know, the arcs fall off. By the time they hit the ground, they're solid. They're little balls. So that all makes sense. I believe the Earth's round. I believe we orbit the sun. Mathematics is real. But clearly, what we were told about the Apollo missions is not true. And I knew guys that were leads on that, and they said, no, there was a whole other project. We can't get into it. So I think it's a cover for something else. They now admit that NASA's an intelligence agency the whole time. That was just declassified. You've got dozens of scientists. The head Air Force general over Black Ops in space disappeared 6 weeks ago.
That's interesting.
Now another one's disappeared. You have record of these bizarre fireballs coming in. Mystery of scientists dead or missing rises to 8. It's actually 12. Two more men tied to America's most coveted secrets join the list, disappearing or dead. You have former Congressman Matt Gaetz saying he met with the Army about space alien human breeding programs. Just sounds like, you know, disinfo to me. I'm not saying Matt Gaetz is that, but they're feeding it to him. And then we've got, you know, all this other crazy stuff happening. It just sounds like crazy town to me.
Yeah.
Distractions.
It very much sounds like, hey, American people, we want you to focus on this. What was it? A month or two ago, Trump said we're going to declassify alien files right at the, you know, the intensity of the Epstein stuff.
And then all these people go missing. They're over it.
We got them missing. Now we're kind of circling the moon for some reason. What Matt Gaetz said.
And they said we've never done it before. No, they did it before.
Allegedly. Yeah.
My point is you can verify they said they did it before.
Yeah.
So that's on record. Anybody can look that up. Did the astronauts fly over the dark side of the moon in Apollo? You can look it up. I think three or four of the missions they did.
It absolutely feels like a big distraction for me.
Why are they telling us verifiable lies? Is my point.
Don't know. I don't know. They think we're dumb.
Let's go back to Sam. You got a question for Sam. What was it in Israel?
Yeah, Sam, this is JP Sears. Hey, man, thank you, one, for sharing your honest perspectives with us. And I'm curious, how do you feel about Netanyahu himself and his leadership?
Well, listen, you know, I'm not a Machiavellian type of person. I'm not a kind of like a master manipulator. And, you know, it's not like I'm being openly in support of it, but I understand why we need a leader like him, okay? We are under a lot of pressure from all over the world, and we need somebody who is manipulative like him, you know? So I kind of appreciate his kind of leadership. And, you know, people here don't like him for those same reasons that he's, you know, he's a bit of a, you know, a snake, but he's a loyal, patriotic snake for the Jewish people in Israel. And I hate to put it that way, but look at Trump. Is Trump an honest dealer? He's a politician, but he's also a real estate mogul. He's a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. I like him. I like him for the fact.
Yeah, but Trump didn't. They used to say he was a liar. It was not true. He lies his ass off now. I don't like it.
Well, I understand, Alex, you know, but you yourself realize that, you know, you're kind of a salty person yourself. You know, it's not you're not like a you know, all about you know, a paragon of virtue. Nobody here is like a 19th century American that you know, I'm a Superman.
Well, let me quantify it. The Pentagon, yeah. I agree with their assessment, said that would not have regime change. It's a roll of the dice, and I don't like it. And, yeah, if you want to degrade Iran and push them back so they're not a threat, that's been done. Israel's knocked all their enemies out. So just stop with it. I appreciate the call. I'm going to take a few more calls here before you got to go. And then we got the Green Berets coming on about the Charlie Kirk thing and the magic bullet. Now confirmed, not 30-06. How bombshell is that? But your honest assessment, about an hour ago, you took ultramethylene blue, Our methylene blue, we believe, is one of the strongest out there. What do you think, JB Sears? Honest response.
Yeah, personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. And I would love to tell you it's not true, but yeah, that's the truth. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. That's my experience, is that my medical doctor 7 years ago owns wellness clinics all over. He helped me out so much, helped me cut back my allergies and things. He said, hey, get any USP grade, means medical grade, iodine, get it off Amazon, it's great. So I got it, didn't feel it. My wife said she felt it some. We got different brands, never really felt it. We got this in like 8-9 months ago, and we're about to sponsor it. So I said, well, let me try it, because I'm not going to say it's good fun. And I was like, the first time I took it was way more than what you felt. I was like, whoa. And it was just incredible. Electricity in my hands, everything, like I was on speed or something. And, you know, it's not as strong now, but the long-term effects are really good. Stamina, libido, my libido. I got more libido than I was 18. It's crazy. So I'm going to give you two bottles of it. Come back in the next month. Promise. You said you would. And I want to see what your effect is long-term with this. Because you're already in great shape. When I first got on, though, I hurt myself 2 weeks in because my workouts were so savage.
Yeah. No, one, I appreciate the gift, and I'll give you my honest feedback after a month using it. And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really
look, get I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label, it's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. 6 months later, I'm like, man, I'm getting pissed. Where is it? Because it was hot, Kennedy's promoting. They said, we got a place in Florida. They're a medical facility, but they're trying to get authorization. And they said, we got it. And then I'm like, oh, what's this? So I think we've got the best. JB Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Now, I know you got to go, but I want to take two more calls. You need 5 more minutes with us?
Yep.
Perfect.
Do it.
Then we got the Green Berets coming on after that. But first, plug your show. Most people know who JP Sears is, or you see his viral videos, but you do a bunch of stuff. What are the different things you do? What are the things for people that don't know who you are?
Yeah, you know, I love making content. A lot of my content is in the form of comedy videos. I also do social commentary videos, political commentary videos. That YouTube channel is called JP Reacts. My comedy channel is Awaken with JP. So if you'd like to follow me, wherever you like to watch stuff, whether that's Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, find me. I'm Awaken with JP on everything.
Well, to show how we didn't talk beforehand, because I was literally just calling up, I can share your number with other podcasts. You're like, oh, come on. I've been trying to get you on. Thanks for coming on. That's how it works. So come on. Can't come on. Now come on. But, you know, you pull back here. I didn't even know that you're not selling t-shirts anymore. I'm like, get his t-shirts. He has the best. And you're not selling anymore. That dude, you got to bring the t-shirts back.
I should. You know, we're in a time where
Clothing is a hassle.
Yeah, clothing's probably not going out of style. But yeah, it is a hassle to sell. So first of the year, I just streamlined a lot of what we do. But with what's going on in the world, there's some fun t-shirts that we could definitely make.
All right, you heard it here first. The t-shirts are coming back.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had
Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.